It is now time for A to Z with Zeeland Public Schools on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, with yours truly, Red Kingman. Joining me via telephone, it is Zeeland East High School teacher, Mike Finlan. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you, Red?
Excellent. And yourself?
Great, thanks.
I'm very curious to find out about the I Challenge You program. First of all, who's challenging who?
Great question. Well, it is local students from multiple school districts in the Ottawa area school district, mainly juniors and seniors to be in this upcoming school year. And they're getting challenged by local businesses. And this is our second year in the program, and it's really grown and really getting fantastic at this point.
Great. Now, how was this program born? Out of what need?
I think the need was driven to start to narrow that gap between education and industry or corporate, any type of business out there. And I think the need also was driven by those businesses recognizing that we need to not only train our students in high school about what you need in math and science and language arts and all of those areas, but also those soft skills, those 21st century skills, communicating, collaborating, critical thinking, things along that line.
All right. The I Challenge You program. That's what we're talking about here with Zeeland East High School teacher Mike Finlan. I Challenge You. Now, how long does the program last?
This is a two-week program. In our write-up, we call it an intense two-week program, 2 weeks in the middle of July. And again, it takes those companies, and I have a list of companies here, if you don't mind, in a little bit. I'll even tell you who those companies are. But the 2 weeks in the middle of July, and it's quite a commitment for these high school students to come in and take those 2 weeks off and be, I guess, take a risk and work with these businesses at these businesses to better their skills.
And we're talking skills that they can use, you know, after school.
Correct.
I mean, like after they graduate, kind of a thing. You're marrying them together with these businesses, kind of to give them a snapshot of what's to come.
Yeah, a little bit in a project-based learning format. An example is I'm working actually with the Hayworth Company at their world headquarters, and that's the cool thing is we actually work with these companies at their actual businesses for the 2 weeks that we're in the program. And what we do is we present a driving question to these students. An example is our driving question that Hayworth, we work together with Hayworth for the past couple months, my teaching partner Andrea Skidema, who's a Holland Christian Spanish teacher. We work together and we formed a driving question. And what we're doing is we're taking a problem and we're presenting it to these students in a real-life format. So, for example, the problem we're giving our students, our driving question this year was, how can we augment the internship program at Hayworth to make it world-class? So there is no real answer that they can just jump on Google and type it in and get an answer. They have to go through a process, a two-week process, and then take those results and make a solution and present those solutions at the end of the 2 weeks.
All right. So I guess I'd like to hear that list of businesses because, before you get to that, what do you think would motivate a business besides, you know, the possibility of a worker down the road? What would motivate them to want to partner with schools and these students?
Sure. I think the motivation is a couple different reasons. I think that businesses is starting to understand that they need these high-quality students, not only coming out of college, but starting to prepare for that workforce even earlier in their high school years. And they see that the need for those soft skills, those skills I just mentioned a minute ago, collaboration, communication, critical thinking, cooperation, are very important. You know, when you get into any industry or business, once you get there and get hired in, they can teach you those skills you need to do
exactly.
Well in that business.
Exactly.
But it's those other skills that really need to be practiced and worked on and taught that we're trying to focus on also.
Kind of reminds me of a program that I was able to benefit from, on-the-job training.
Yeah, co-ops.
Yep, correct. Very similar. Okay, so let's hear some of the businesses who are involved.
Sure. Premier Plastics, Royal Technologies, Holland Hospital, Zeeland Farm Services, Johnson Controls, Innotech, Center for Women in Transition, Holland City Government, Herman Miller, Gentex, Ready for School, GDSU Holland Campus, and, of course, one of our big sponsors and supporters of this program being Hayworth is where I'm working with this year.
Wonderful. And is there any special thing that students have to do or parents if they want to be a part of the I Challenge You program?
There's an application process that goes out to all the local schools in the Ottawa area, Ottawa County. And that starts sometime around in the spring in all the schools. And those you'll see those applications come out. And kids just have to apply. They have to get some references. They have to write a little essay on why they think a program like this is important. And they go through an interview process, and then they're selected. Last year, we had around 40 to 50 kids in the program. We've almost doubled that this year, up towards around 80 or 90 students in the program. We also only had 6 businesses. And after our final product last year, when the kids actually present their solutions to local business leaders, the word spread very fast, and we had multiple calls on businesses that just wanted to jump on with this program because they saw such a good need in what we're doing.
Very, very good. Well, it has been a pleasure talking with you, Mike Finlan. And I hope that I Challenge You program will continue into the future because it sounds like it would be a very, very beneficial thing for those students.
I agree. And I just want to put a quick plug in for our Zeta Conference, August 13th at Zelenice High School. It's an EdTech professional development opportunity. I think our assistant principal, Craig Grishaw, or principal, Mark Van Sosa, both spoke to you about that program. And it's a really good way for teachers out there to continue professional development in many different areas in tech and ed and new type of learning like project-based learning.
Beautiful. Mike Finlan, high school teacher at Zeeland East. We thank you so much for stopping by today.
Great. Thanks for your time, Rod. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A to Z with Zeeland Public Schools, brought to you by the Zeeland Public Schools.